If that doesn't make you want to start tapping your toe, I don't know what will. Come on into my house, y'all. I've thrown the doors wide open. I've poured myself a fresh cup of coffee. Let's sit down and visit. This is Rosie on the House. We're here to talk about anything you'd like to visit on concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. In the 10 o'clock hour, we kind of bring in, we have developed the habit of bringing in an expert, and we take one topic and we drill down on it really deep. And with our new 2018 first ever edition of the Rosie on the House calendar, we've got the months divided up into separate areas of your home to be thinking about. And March, we're going to ask you to be thinking about your windows. We're going to be talking windows pretty much all month.
This Saturday, we have Pella in studio to talk about window selection options. Next week, Dunright will be in talking about proper install. The following week, we'll be talking window treatments. And to wrap up the month, we're going to be talking about exterior applications for safety, whether you're looking at decorative wrought iron or ACE security laminates or planting a choya outside your window of your daughter's bedroom.
And last hour, we talked about cleaning windows, which isn't easy. It's a pain in the neck. But you've heard us over the years endorse a product called Jaws for lots of reasons. It sure makes it the job easier. It doesn't make the job easy. It's still hard. I mean, to really, really get a clean window is a tough job. Now, we're going to talk windows today, and regular listeners of the show know I'm a huge fan of Pella. This isn't a newfound relationship. I've been building and remodeling in Arizona since the mid-70s. And I've been installing Pella windows since about the mid-70s. I've always been a big Pella fan, made right here in America. So we've got Adam Homer in. He's the marketing and business development manager for Pella. What do y'all call yourselves? The Mountain?
Mountain West.
Mountain West region.
Yeah.
So y'all have offices and showrooms in Jackson Hole.
Yeah, it's
Boise.
About seven different states.
Yeah, I still haven't got my application back to managing position at Jackson Hole.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
Yeah, we've got some pretty neat locations. So it's essentially all the whole state of Arizona, the whole state of Utah, Las Vegas, Nevada, and then you kind of go up into Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Boise, Idaho, and Ketchum, Idaho, which is otherwise known as Sun Valley.
Yes.
So we've got some really good, really great locations with a lot of building and construction going on. And it's actually the largest territory in the U.S. for Pella that's owned by one branch.
Y'all kind of cherry-picked those.
Yeah, there was a lot of strategy behind it, for sure.
Yeah, there isn't a bad location in the whole group there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty prime real estate.
Oh, man. Well, we wanted to bring you in here and just visit about what's going on at Pella.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the privilege of being given a factory tour, which was absolutely spectacular. It just reinvigorated my commitment to you as a manufacturer. Mm-hmm. People tell me all the time, Adam, that, Rosie, you got to come up, you have to develop an affinity for a second window line because I can't afford Pella. And they're that's generally from somebody about my age,
mm-hmm.
and they're dealing with the frame of reference that y'all built your reputation
right
on a wood window,
mm-hmm.
aluminum clad, which was basically a luxury product.
Yeah, it was,
and you still have that.
Yeah, we sure do.
But in the last couple decades, y'all have really expanded your product line.
We really have. It's probably one of the most diversified product lines in the window and door category. We actually have seven different lines of windows and doors now, and we can really fit anybody's budget and anybody's style that they're looking for, including the three lines of vinyl. We've got the fiberglass, which is your favorite, and then we have three lines of the wood clad.
Yeah, your fiberglass product should, in my opinion, put every vinyl window manufacturer out of business. It's the right window for Arizona.
It is. I have it in my own house, and it's been over 10 years now. It still looks brand new.
Yeah.
And it's at a great price point.
explain that a little bit. Fiberglass. People may be thinking, well, that's what we make boats out of. Mm-hmm. You know, some cars are made out of that. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Pella's got a patented process where they pultrude the material, the fiberglass, through this die. It's a matted material. So unlike like the back of a shower enclosure, you know how it's random strands and
yes.
It's all pokey.
Right.
Makes you itch. And like the inside of a boat, yes. Same sort of thing. That's not what our windows look like. It looks like almost like a window screen mesh when it comes through and ready to put into the frame. And then once it's all heat sealed and made rigid with the resin, it goes through a powder coating process that's available in 5 different colors, and including black and dark brown and tan, which you really can't do in vinyl very well because of all that expansion contraction. So you can get a really nice looking window that's very strong, very durable. And that powder coating, I mean, they use that on bridges and skyscrapers and cars and all sorts of things. Powder coating is one of the best paint processes you can apply to anything.
Well, I love the window. It's the Impervia window.
That's right.
We just replaced a whole house with Impervias. The house was built in the 60s, masonry home near the Encanto Historic District. Replaced the whole house with Impervia. Then we went up to Moon Valley and did the same thing. A house that was built in the 70s, mm-hmm. replaced all the windows with Impervia. And we're just now finishing a very large remodel in Paradise Valley, and we use the Impervia product. So it fits every neighborhood.
It really does. And, hey, and I appreciate the business. That's great.
Well.
But I do, you know, like you said earlier when we were on break, you talked about, some people wanting to match some existing product. Maybe they're doing addition or whatnot. And if they have dark aluminum windows that maybe they don't want to touch at this point in time, that Impervia really matches nicely, whether it's the black or the dark brown. And you don't have to do the whole house if you don't want to.
Well, let's talk a little bit about we've got the home show going on this weekend. Y'all are out there.
That's right, at the University of Phoenix Stadium, where the Cardinals play.
Okay, look for the Pella booth if you want to talk window and window replacement. Don't really, folks, do yourself a favor. Don't replace your windows until you talk to Pella, okay? You're going to be out there, and there's going to be about 15 or 20 other window specialty companies out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, and I know homeowners are trying to maximize their dollars, mm-hmm. and occasionally they'll get talked into these bridge over frames, mm-hmm. where the existing window frame stays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know very many people who have done that product, and when it's done, been real happy with it.
Yeah, and it's what he's talking about, everybody, is it's known by a couple of different names. So we've got it's called pocket fit, jump frame, flush flange, retrofit. It goes by a lot of different names, but essentially what it is you keep the existing window frame in the house. You basically just take the glass out, and then you undersize the new window to fit inside of the old frame. And be installed that way. Now, there are some advantages to it, and I will tell you that Pella does have a variety of products in the flush flange style window, including Impervia. That's what I have in my house is a flush flange Impervia. And it's less expensive to install. You can do more windows in one day.
You're not tearing anything out, per
right.
se.
Right. There's no stucco damage. Yeah. There's no drywall damage. I mean, it's a really clean installation. And again, you can save some money by doing it. But the downsides to it, and if I'm coming to your house to give you an estimate, I will walk you through this installation process, and here is an option for you. But we also do a full frame tear out where we're taking out the old frame, we're cutting it back, and doing stucco repair and cutting back the drywall on the inside. And that way you can maximize the amount of visible light that you have, keep basically the exact same size window that we're pulling out, which is what most people think is going to happen when they get their windows installed in the first place. But we are very upfront with these two options, and here's the benefits, pros, and cons. A lot of our competitors in the marketplace in Arizona, that's all they offer is this flush flange, jump frame type product, but they don't really educate you, the consumer, as to how that's going to look when it's all done. And so you're essentially losing about 3 inches of glass all the way around your window. So essentially 6 inches top, bottom, and side to side. So if it's a large window, like it is, in most of the windows in my house are fairly large, so you don't really notice it. But on a smaller bathroom or kitchen window or any really small window, it can really be it can be problematic, and the customers aren't happy about it, and they feel like they were cheated and weren't told the reality of how that install is going to look when it's all done.
Not fully informed.
Yeah.
You know, I want y'all to be thinking about windows. I get a lot of questions about what insulation value should I take my house to? What should the outside walls be insulated to? What should the attic be insulated to? And there'll be a lot of people out at the home show trying to convince you to over-insulate your home. Think of your home as an envelope, and everything inside the envelope is conditioned space. You're either heating it, filtering it, or cooling it to your comfort level, regardless of what's going on outside the envelope. It doesn't matter if you take your walls to an R40 and your attic to an R100 in insulation value. What matters is how you treat your doors and windows. They are the weakest link in that envelope in protecting you from what's going on outside. So you've got to take the time to think through the right door and window. An R30 exterior wall with a R2 window in it is absolutely insane. It's poor efficiency. It's a poor design. You're not going to be happy with it, and I see it done all the time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go into the details of fully analyzing the glazing package, as well as the different window frames. We'll cover all of that when we get back. And I don't know how to this is where we always have the Pella commercial plugged in.
Okay.
Well, didn't we just do a 15-minute Pella commercial? Aren't we going to end up doing about a 40-minute
Pella commercial? Yeah, about a 45-minute commercial.
But, folks, they're out at the Maricopa Home County Show today.
Home Show at the Cardinal
You're down
Stadium.
To 4th Street Fair in Tucson
Yeah,
this
4th
weekend.
Street Avenue Fair in Tucson. Okay. Biggest festival in the state. About half a million people go down there, apparently.
Yeah, it's big.
It's happening.
It's real big. So you get out there and visit with Pella, and don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella. They really do have a window product for every price point. I've been buying the product for 40 years plus, and there isn't one of those windows I've put in, literally thousands of Pella windows, that I've ever had to go back and had a problem with. Isn't that telling you something?